It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. You have a good weekend?
Yeah, I went on my annual hunting trip with my father.
And it's nice to do a little bonding.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
a lot of...
What were you hunting?
Prairie dog.
Okay. Did you get a few?
A few hundred.
More than a few.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I know you enjoy prairie dog hunting.
Yes, I do, very much.
And the farmers enjoy having you come and do that, I'm sure.
Yes, ranchers really appreciate it. The rancher told us, though, that badger and fox are off limits, and we did see badger and fox out there.
I saw a fox out by my transmitter building out with a tower the other day. I haven't seen a fox around here for a long time.
You don't see fox very often these days because they got overtaken by coyotes.
Yeah, that was a very kind of a pretty fox one jumping right across from... out of the field and into the woods out there.
The rancher did tell us that coyotes and skunk were fair game, though.
Yep. No doubt.
Stay away from fox and badger.
There you go. Well, let's get to our show here today, Josh.
Got a veteran.
Got a salute a veteran today?
Of course. Today we're saluting Seaman Second Class Alois Joseph Bendel. Alois was born on November 7th, 1922, here in Madison, passed away on December 13th, 1987. He entered active duty on... December 10th, 1942, in Minneapolis in the United States Navy, was honorably discharged a little over a year later on January 18th, 1944, at U.S. Naval Hospital, Mare Island, California. He served aboard the USS Independence, which was a light aircraft carrier that got torpedoed by the Japanese during World War II in the Pacific Theater. And so I... assume it didn't say anything in the records I have that he was injured from his service, being separated from a naval hospital. So we thank you, Alois, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. Thanks to the vets.
Absolutely.
Hope everybody had a chance to salute a vet during Memorial Day.
Yes.
Last week. There was a lot of good programs and things going on.
That's what Memorial Day is for.
That's absolutely correct. Well, we're going to talk about PTSD today. PTSD screening day, as knowing is the first step.
Yes, as the old G.I. Joe cartoons from the 80s would say, knowing is half the battle. This is part of a June 1st Vantage Point blog posting that the Department of Veterans Affairs puts out on their blog, which is known as Vantage Point. June 27th is going to be the National Center for PTSD is launching National PTSD Screening Day, encouraging veterans and others who experience trauma to start the conversation about recovery. Learning whether you have symptoms that might be PTSD is an important step in getting the treatment you deserve. PTSD is a post-traumatic stress disorder, is a mental health problem that some people develop after experiencing or witnessing a life-threatening event like combat, a natural disaster, car accident, sexual assault, and so on. While most people experience trauma, not all develop PTSD. After trauma, it's common to relive the traumatic event, avoid reminders of it, have more negative thoughts or feelings, or feel on edge or on the lookout for danger. People who experience these symptoms longer than a month may have PTSD. While the only way to know for sure is to talk to a professional, like a primary care doctor or mental health care provider, there are self-screened questionnaires for PTSD. A screening questionnaire, it's a short set of questions. The screen helps you understand if your feelings and behaviors are related to PTSD. One screening questionnaire is a primary care PTSD checklist, or PC-PTSD-5. It's only 5 questions. After confirming you experienced a serious trauma, it asks how that event may have affected the way you felt or acted in the past month. After taking that five-question gauge, you add up your yes answers. If your score is 3 or more, you may have PTSD. Next step is to schedule an appointment to speak with a mental health care provider. If you answered yes to 1 or 2 questions and are bothered by your symptoms, you can still make an appointment. A health care provider can help you make a plan to manage the things that continue to bother you since trauma. Well, June 27th is PTSD screening day. The self-screen is always available, so you don't need to wait. If the results of your screen suggest you may have PTSD, you'll need to find a mental health care provider. There's veteran-specific services at every VA medical center. If you're not sure how to start the conversation with a provider, you can tell them you completed a PTSD screen or take a copy of it with you, print it off. No matter what type of trauma you experienced or when you experience that trauma, treatment can help. If you think you're experiencing symptoms of PTSD, take the self-screen or reach out to a provider today. The National Center for PTSD's website has more information on PTSD treatment, PTSD Awareness Month, and PTSD Screening Day. And you can find that at ptsd.va.gov, G-O-V. So,
and probably on the Veterans Linkage Line.
There's probably a link to on it from the Veterans Linkage Line as well. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level.
Garden level. It's nice and green.
Yep. Everything's green out there right now.
Very green. and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. And your hours?
8:30 to 4:30.
You're in this week, pretty much?
Pretty much. But it'd still be beneficial to call ahead just to make sure I'm around.
Just in case you're out and about someplace.
That's right.
All right. Very good. Well, Josh, appreciate the info, and you have a great day and a great week. We'll talk to you again next Monday
morning.
Sounds
good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackboro Veteran Service Officer, with us on Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackboro County Post 1656. And Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at the same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.